Where would I be if you left me, God? Where would I be? Lift it up now. If you left me,
is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
This is Paradise Ministry. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. Paradise Ministry is designed to empower our listeners to have a personal relationship with the Lord. Join us now as we enter into our worship service, already in progress, as we share God's word at such a time as this. Father, we praise you for who you are, how great you are, and the many blessings you put stored upon us. We pray now, Heavenly Father, by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say, and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to these my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Sister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, Minister Frazier, to the Antioch family, those of you that are visiting with us today, we greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you as well in the name of the Lord. If you have your Bibles with you today, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Hosea, the first chapter, verses 1 and 2. Hosea, first chapter, verses 1 and 2. When you have found it, say amen. If you need more time, say wait a minute. Hosea, Old Testament, minor prophet. Where we find these words that are recorded, the word of the Lord that came unto Hosea the son of Beeri in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahab, and Hezekiah, king of Judea, in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Joash, king of Israel. The beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go. Take unto thee a wife of whoredom and children of whoredom, and the land have committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning the things God asked us to do. The things God asked us to do. Give me 20 minutes on the timer. 20 minutes, please. The things God asked us to do. Have there ever been times in your life that you were asked to do something that didn't make sense? And maybe you questioned why you were asked to do it. And we can either obey the instruction or we can rebel against it. As a child, we were told don't touch a hot stove because it will burn you. But for some reason, we heard the instruction, but we had to experience the results of touching a hot stove. As many of you know, now we got burned. Burned in more ways than one. We experienced the burn of touching the stove, and we also experienced the pain of disobeying. Yeah, yeah. It's called a whooping. Yeah. So double pain. So, this is what happened to the nation of Israel, or what happened to what is called the Northern Kingdom. Israel is the Northern Kingdom, and Judah is a southern kingdom. And God is speaking to the northern kingdom, much like he is speaking today to Israel. God gave them instruction that they refused to obey. One have to remember that Israel was a powerful nation, had been blessed in many aspects of God. And we see that not only they were in the best of times, but it was the worst of times as well, because Israel was flourishing and growing. They were prospering. And yet the nation of Israel turned away from God. Has there ever been a time in your life that you've experienced a blessing from God, but you stopped hearing from God? The nation of Israel was such a nation that they were God's chosen people, and yet the northern kingdom refused to hear God. Not only did they refuse to hear from God, but the high priest, those that were in a position of leading the people, turned their back against God. And that is baffling to our mind. We are told that time and time again, the Lord appealed to them to repent, but Israel rejected all of the Lord God's appeal. Israel continued to be disobedient and unfaithful in their lifestyles. They failed in their attempts of honoring God's word. And the historical text tells us in that fourth chapter of Hosea, we see God being sovereign. And that word sovereign means having supreme power or authority. God gives Hosea a command concerning his future marital relationship. So God commanded Hosea to marry an adulterous wife. From a theological standpoint, it has been said that she was not unfaithful in the beginning, but ultimately after she became unfaithful. Some have suggested that she was unfaithful from the start, and God asked a prophet to do something unusual, but he had to be obedient. So God commanded. He did not ask. God command. You do know when God commands, stuff happens. Yeah, yeah. Can we go back to Genesis? God commanded, let there be light, and there was light. God commanded fish, and there was fish. God commanded the fowls in the air, and there was fowls of the air. When God speaks, he speaks reality. And when he speaks reality, something has to happen. Is there anybody that knows when God speaks, everything responds to the word of God? And when everything responds to the word of God, something transpires so unique, so magnificent, that change takes place when God is in the midst of the equation. Hosea was told to marry an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness. God asked Hosea to do something that most men would run away from. And what I have discovered is that when God is about to do something miraculous, God uses man in that process.
Certainly God could do it on his own, but because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So God uses man who is physical so that you can see what God is up to. If God did not use men, we would say that just simply was an act of nature. But God then used men so that you will know God is up to something. Every now and then when God is about to move, God used prophets and God used miraculous men to do what he wants to have done in this day and age. Marry an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness. Now, my brothers and sisters, that's a hard saying. Here was a prophet of God, a religious man, one who set the tone for the people concerning their relationship with God. And one can only imagine what the people were talking about. You are a preacher and you marrying an adulterer? Can you imagine the gossip in the choir stand? Can you imagine the gossip in the choir? Can you imagine the gospel in the congregation? A pastor marrying an adulterous, unfaithful woman? But can we flip the switch? Can you imagine if it was an unfaithful man? One can only imagine what was going through Hosea's mind and why God would ask him to do such a thing. Yet Hosea, being obedient, did exactly what God asked him to do. Every now and then, we got to let loose and let God have his way. God has a way of asking men to do unusual things because God has a way of moving in a mighty way that we don't understand. You do know his ways are not our ways, neither is his thoughts our thoughts. So when we think we understand what God is up to, you're on the wrong path because you're not even close to what God is about to do, because what God is doing is in the invisible realm, and what we try to lack on to is what's in the physical realm. And when we get connected to the spiritual realm, we can see what God is up to. That's why he said you must be born again. And if you're not born again, you may not know what God is up to spiritually. Because being born again is a spiritual transition. And being born again is something that happens on the inside of you that changes your life for the better. Because the way we are, we cannot walk like God. The way we are, we cannot talk like the Lord. The way we are, we cannot live like the Lord. But the moment you get born again, a transformation takes place. A change comes into your life that is transforming you from what you used to be to what the Lord desires for you to be. The Lord every now and then put pressure on us, and when he put pressure on us, he's molding and shaping and getting us formed, conforming us into his image. Is there anybody in the house who's been molded and shaped into the image of God? You were walking out on the street. You were sniffing cocaine. You was doing all kind of bad stuff. But what I love about the Lord is that the Lord knows how to make bad men good. And what I love about the Lord is that the Lord is not through with us yet. Because God is in the saving business. And the God that we serve is coming after everybody. That's 7.5 billion people in the world. All of us created by God. But not all of us look like God at times. Because every now and then, some of us talk about him. And every now and then, some of us reject him. And every now and then, some of us turn our back on him. But the same God that says, these are my children, say, I love them in spite of it all. Let me run on. My brothers and sisters, there are times in our life that God asks us to do things that we don't understand. And because he's asking us to do things, we can't see the outcome of all of our life's journey. And yet God has given man a free will to obey him or not. Hosea was faithful because he trusted God's word. It was Hosea's wife who was unfaithful to him. Gomer went after the things that pleased her. Material things in life, like lust of the flesh, the bright lights, and life that is becoming of an unbeliever. But when you go after the bright lights, it's all temporary. Only Jesus.